Live FM. WXXE 90.5 FM, Phantom Syracuse.
Radio for the rest of us.
And the Radio Liberation Front is on the air.
Good morning. On Thursday, I was honored to travel to Iraq to spend Thanksgiving with some of the finest men and women serving in our military. I'm pleased to report back from the front lines that our troops are strong, morale is high, and our military is confident we will prevail.
George Bush Blues. Well, good evening, folks. George Bush is the name. Now, don't you go trying to fix no blame. I won my office by the matter of a fraction, but I beat Al Gore in the last election. And don't talk to me about no popular vote. I won where it really matters. In the Supreme Court, 5-4. Sure is good to have friends in high places. I don't know who to thank more, my father in Houston or my father in heaven. On my way to the White House, I drove by Yale. I didn't learn much, but I raised a lot of hell. And I'd already learned what I needed to know. Just cuddle up close to the people with the dough. They'll take care of you. Pop told me it's my birthright. Couldn't find the damn classes anyway. Well, I moved off to Texas from my daddy's king. He said, W, don't you worry about a thing. He bought me some oil wells and a baseball team. I thought this is easy, life is a dream. Never have been able to understand all these folks who whine about life being hard. Success comes easy if you work for it. If you work for it. But right about then I did some tough thinking. I found my new father and I quit my drinking. I joined up with the Texas Air National Guard with every intention of being a star. How does General Bush sound to you? But they won't promote you when you're AWOL. Life in Texas was a lot of fun, but business was rough. I didn't get much done, so I sat down with my dear old dad and said, being governor can't be too bad. It'll be a step down in pay, but the benefits are mighty fine. I met some great friends, too. Fellows with turbans and funny names. And oil. Lots and lots of oil. Well, before too long, the Lord spoke clearly. He said to get ready for the destiny dooming. He said the Oval Office belongs to you and to Walmart and Enron and Halliburton, too. I get by with a little help from my friends, just like the Beatles. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my good friend, Ralph Nader. Couldn't have done it without you, Ralph. With my mandate, I marched off to D.C. Life was pretty boring and the job wasn't easy. But then one day, just like manna from heaven, a pole shot up. It was 9/11. Now here I come, the Cape Crusader, your peerless leader, the great unifier, your commander-in-chief. And if you don't like it, I'll stick John Ashcroft on you. That Patriot Act is a of legislation. Gotta keep the homeland safe, you know. Well, I sent the troops off to fight the Taliban, chasing Bin Laden through Afghanistan. Hell, that guy wasn't easy to find, but he wasn't really the target I had in mind. I decided to go after the guy who insulted my dad. Saddam Hussein, the great Satan, the possessor of untold quantities of WMD. Baghdad, the war of my dreams, pulling down statues and a whole regime. Mission accomplished, but you caught the spin. You saw it on Fox News or CNN. And no, we never did find the WMDs or a link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. But I got a lot of nifty photo ops out of the war. Did you see me on my military flak jacket on that aircraft carrier? Pretty cool, huh? And the press conference where I smirked and I said, bring them on. You ain't seen Tony Blair looking that cool, I'll tell you that. And you know, I know we've had some unpleasantries over there, but as Donnie Rumsfeld says, democracy is messy. And we found oil, too. Did I tell you that? We did find lots and lots of oil. Coming right out of the ground.
Gets up every morning and checks the world situation. Gotta keep in touch, he's the leader of our nation. The news is good and getting better by the day. Congress rolled over, let him have his way. Radio is filled with lots of war talk. Oh, it's a fine, fine time to be a chicken hawk. Now, if you're not already familiar with this word, chicken hawk refers to a special kind of bird. It's the kind that starts wars, though he's never had to go. He's never fired a shot, 'cause his daddy had some dough. He talks the talk while someone else walks the walk. That's the definition of a chicken hawk. Chicken hawk number two's timing was good. His wife had a baby, doing everything they could to avoid active service. Like chicken hawk number one, he lived to help start a war in 1991. Along the way, he became a millionaire. You know where money meets blood, you'll find chicken hawks there. There's a big mouth roly-poly talk show host. He had a chance to fight many years ago, but the big mouth man just couldn't enlist. His doctor wrote a note about some anal cysts, and now that same draft dodger wants to bomb Iraq. He's a big mouth roly-poly chicken hawk. Now you could say the chicken hawks are really on a roll, or you could say the chicken hawks are out of control, 'cause it's windfall profits for themselves, and to hell with peace and everybody else. 'Cause when the chicken hawks win, the rest of us lose, and everybody gets chicken hawk blues. Sure shoot, chicken hawk blues.
George W. is my name, and I'm a rich, dumb, frat boy. Goofing off has been my game. My daddy's name and money help me everywhere I go, and I want to be your leader, though my brain's a little slow. I'm George W., don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be. I'm George W., in Washington, D.C.
Hey, you got quite that time.
Right?
That's right.
Don't ask me about my past, you know, I've sure seen better days. Though I spent most of the 80s in a drunken, coked up haze. But I bought my way through Harvard, and I bought my way to Yale. And Papa's name and money kept my drunk ass out of jail. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Just as dumb as I can be. I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House, that's in Washington, C.D.
That's D.C., dummy.
That's right. George W. is my name, and things in good old Washington will never be the same. Now Dick and Cola tell me what to say and what to do. They even help me figure out which people I should screw. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House. I want everyone to
Bush must be defeated. 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 His evil gang unseated. His base power deleted. His energy depleted. Bush must be defeated. Further services unneeded. His departure speeded. There's a land, but she don't lead it. Bush must be defeated. The rose garden weeded. A new frontier receded. We'll no longer let you bleed it. Bush must be defeated. This mistake not be repeated. Our desires not go unheeded. We will not twice be cheated. Bush must be defeated. His goodbye coffee heated. His inaugural spats uncleated. His White House bed short sheeted. Bush must be defeated. His welcome's been exceeded. Successors must be greeted. The imposter excreted. Bush must be defeated. 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 Bush must be defeated.
The NAACP registered the voters door to door, tens of thousands strong. They turned in the names to the registry on time, but on election day something went wrong.
The people were told,
no, you can't vote today, 'cause you're not in the system. And if you don't get out of here, the gun, the car, the police, you say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. And you can't find the truth on the 10 o'clock news, where they're saying that everyone's free.
See through the bush, but you gotta see through the bush.
The people couldn't get to the polling place on time if they lived in a certain part of town. If a place to vote was there, then cop cars were too. A roadblock all around. Oh no, 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 no. No, you can't vote today, 'cause you're not part of the system. And what little choice you got, better give that away. When they call, the police come out. They say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. shoot on the 10 o'clock news, with a saying that everyone's free. See through the books, but you gotta see through the books, but you gotta see through the books, but you gotta see through the books. See through the books, but you gotta see through the books, but you gotta see through the books, but you gotta see through the books. You will see a train of suspect up today in yesterday's terrorism school. He was flown in the private jet of the senior Bush back then, while Bush and Reagan brought the Taliban rule. Now WB says, yeah, I'll make war today, then the people will forget how I got here. How many more innocent people will die by the leaders by Alpha I and the enemies change the leaders? They say that it's a coincidence, but it's no coincidence to me. And you can't find the truth on the 10 o'clock news, with a saying that everyone's free. See through the books, but you're gonna see through the books, but you're gonna see through the books, but you're gonna see through the books. See through the books, but you're gonna see through the books, but you're gonna see through the books, but you're gonna see through the books. See through Bush, see through Bush, see through Bush. Kick him out, kick him out.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens, every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness, and this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce 3 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered doctors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die.
What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you done? You lied so our nation went to war. You lost us our allies, and what for? How many have died? How many more? What have you done? You sold off our radio waves today. You sold off our overtime pay. You sold off our nation's parks, they say, till nothing was left to sell away. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you done? You cut AmeriCorps and Medicare. Education, that's not fair. Reproductive healthcare funds, ergonomic protections, books for children of the poor, stem cell research to find a cure, unemployment benefits, but you cut the taxes off the rich. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you done? You hide the reports on the 11th of September. You hide the reports on global warming weather. You hide the reports on the deficit you made. And you hide reports on layoffs and government aid. And reports on the NASA shuttle crash. And reports on Enron's hidden cash. And every record of your rule is going to be hidden, 'cause you are no fool. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you done? Treaty. How'd our nation get so greedy? Let the crowd loot Iraqi treasures. Halliburton take drastic measures. Multinational corporations own you and your machinations. You say that it's an orange alert, that people like us might get hurt, but security money still out of reach. It's time we voted to impeach. What have you done? What have you done this time? Thief of our country, what have you done? Your election was never won. What have you done? You are not just a fortunate son. What have you done? We're gonna get you.